1984. And good morning to the State Member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Keeping us up to date with what's happening with the COVID-19 update. Morning, Butch.
Hey, good morning, Hamo. How are you?
Good. Hey, yesterday 16 new cases reported across Queensland. Any thoughts on what might happen today down at the southeast?
Hard to say, Hamo. As we know, there's still some of those cases that have been identified just out of the 16. There's still some that were out and about in the community. But we're hopeful that we've sort of reached the peak. And the Chief Health Officer yesterday said that it would probably get worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we extended it to, you know, to the end of the week to make sure that we captured all that. One of the best things is that most of those people that have been identified as positive at the moment are in quarantine and have been identified as close contacts to that cluster.
Sure.
Which certainly gives you a good read that, you know, hopefully we're on top of it. The one concern at the moment is the one that we heard of yesterday through media, the one up in Cairns.
Yep.
So they're working feverishly up there, working with the mayors and the like. To make sure that they get that under control pretty quickly. It's a bit of a funny one. They're not sure whether the guy's fully vaxxed, so had two shots of the vaccination. So they're just double checking to make sure about that one. And hopefully, as we know in Central Queensland, what we've heard from the health office and the minister is certainly that the campsite out at Rookwood, most of those are being checked and tested and all negative.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the school kids up in Mount Morgan, which is absolutely fantastic. So, but once again, early days, and we need to make sure that anyone in Rockhampton or surrounding areas, if you've got those flu symptoms, to get in and get tested. And numbers have been really, really good over the last couple of days.
But the Delta strain is affecting kids. This is the worrying thing because kids are so interactive with each other, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are, Hamo, and we haven't really seen this with any other strain of the virus. It is concerning that, you know, nearly half of the numbers that are coming through over the last couple of days have been kids under the age of 13. So we thought we sort of were avoiding that at that stage, but with this new variant, it certainly is getting into the kids. Not making them really sick. We haven't had too many having to get into hospital and into ICU.
Sure.
Very few, if any. But as you said, mate, super spreaders. They're very social. They're very active. You know, the ones were in particular in Brisbane, before they knew that they were positive, had weekend sports and different venues that they went to. So hence why it's been locked down fully in Brisbane. To make sure that we're capturing all that. And it appears to be working. As I said, most of the ones that have been identified have been part of that larger cluster in the original.
Hygiene and masks are the big things. And I know across Central Queensland it's not mandatory, but it's just the smart way to think at the moment. And speaking of, mate, record amount of people are being tested for COVID in Central Queensland.
Yeah, the numbers have been massive. I think it was one of the records that we've had in CQ yesterday, which just gives testament to the people of Central Queensland, particularly in Rockhampton. CQHHS have stood up extra testing facilities in Rockhampton. The numbers have been really good going through there. And as we've said over the last couple of days, anyone, any symptoms at all, whether it be a sniffle or a bit of a tickle in your throat, go and get tested. The results are coming back reasonably quickly, most within 12 hours. So if you've got any of that, get to the hospital or get to the clinics that they've set up at the university and get those tests done, and hopefully we can avoid any of this outbreak getting further out in the Central Queensland.
All right. Thank you, Butch. We'll catch up again tomorrow with another update. Appreciate it.
No worries at all, Hammo. Cheers, mate.
State Member for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher there.